This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
An Erios production.
Hello everyone, how is everyone doing? Live from my closet, it's me, Jen Zabrowski, talking about Britney Spears. Guys, today I'm giving you a repeat, a replay of my interview with Lance Bass. I even retouched down with this episode and I still can't believe I got to do that. You know, I can't believe I went to Lance's house and got to be with him and sit with him and thank him for being the catalyst of so many memories that my favorite memories in my life. Truly, I mean, God, what I wouldn't give to go back in time and be at an NSYNC concert, even with my current relationship with Justin Timberlake. I would give anything. Ugh, that would just be the best. So I'm giving a replay today. I wanted to talk to you guys about a few things. The first being that next week will be the season finale of We Need to Talk About Britney. I'm making some great episodes and I just need some time to do that because I don't want to be handing over anything that's not electric. I don't want to be handing over anything that isn't worthy of my dear listeners. So that's what I'm going to do. So next week, buckle up because it's going to be a great season finale. I can't wait to share it with you guys. And in the meantime, there are a few Britney things that I wanted to talk about. And that is that Sam, Britney's boyfriend, made his debut on Black Monday and he looks so good. Oh my gosh, he looks amazing. Him in those jeans and that crop top and the permed hair. And it looks like he's having a great time. He freaking delivered. Is it weird that I'm proud of Sam, Britney Spears' boyfriend? It's very weird, but nonetheless, I am. I'm proud of you, Sam. Great job. I just love that he's like having a great time doing his thing. You can tell that he is enjoying himself and this is his dream is to be acting and to be involved in television and film and geez, isn't it just nice to know that people are enjoying themselves, that people can have fun and not taking themselves so seriously. Not that I would think that Britney Spears would date someone who would take themselves seriously, but do you know what I mean? So that's great news. And then Britney's Instagram continues to really, you know, take us on some twists and turns. She's wearing a green cat suit. You know, I did think to myself, though, I think Brittany's hearing us, you guys, and specifically hearing me. You know, my dream outfit for Brittany is that she makes a return to any kind of one piece. I love when she does kind of like the bell bottom one pieces and it zips up like an Elvis inspired type look. And she's kind of giving us that. They're, you know, they're skinny pants, but she's doing like she did the leopard cat suit. Now this green one. Then she went back to more of like a bathing suit leotard look, which I don't love. I feel like we can all say goodbye to that. Like, it's just been done. It's been done. All the pop stars, all the divas, we went in that direction. And I'm like, we got to switch it up and do something different. And Brittany looks so good in an Elvis inspired one piece. So maybe she is hearing us. But she posted one photo yesterday and she's looking into the camera and she looks kind of, she's looking straight into the camera and she looks slightly out of it. And here's what I saw myself in that. I saw myself in that photo. You know, I'm feeling myself and then re-entering society at moments, I feel a little frazzled. It's, you know, it's not what I thought it was going to be, guys. And I'm hearing from a lot of my friends, I'm touching down with them and I'm like, do you have any social anxiety? What's it like for you? And so I just want you to know, if you're feeling any kind of exhaustion after a social gathering or you're seeing old friends reconnecting, you haven't seen them in a while, and you guys are getting together and you leave and you're like, was that weird? Did I say something that was weird? Why'd I say that? Just know, like, you did everything right. You know, you did everything right. We're just all a little out of practice. It's like getting on a bike again. Here's something else. Guys, I love a stationary bike. Big stationary bike fan. Loved to spin class for a very long time. In my early years in LA, I was a preschool teacher. And at one point I was like, I gotta get in shape. I want to get in shape. Live this LA life, baby. And so I marched myself into this gym that was around the corner from my apartment that was barely an apartment. It was, I called it the cabin because there was a giant gap between the floor and the bottom of the door. Like, not even like a mouse. Like, I'm talking like a giant rat, probably like a raccoon. A person, honestly, could fit underneath that space and just enter my apartment. It also had no heat, no air conditioning, but no heat. It was basically just like four walls. It was very tiny, but I loved it. And I didn't even realize, I mean, this is the epitome of being 22. I walked into that apartment and I was like, good things are going to happen to me in this apartment. I can feel it. This is where I'm starting my life. And great things did happen to me in that apartment. But it was bleak. It was a bleak place, but I loved it. There, it felt bohemian. I was like, This is where it's at. I only lasted a year there. But yeah, no heat, no air conditioning. It was a real time. But I was like, I'm teaching preschool. And I'm going to get myself a personal trainer because that's what every 22-year-old who's living in a box teaching preschool does naturally. So I went and I walked around the corner to this gym. It was called Core, K-O-R. And I got myself a personal trainer, and they also did spin classes, and they did it to the beat of the music. Now, guys, this predates SoulCycle, predates it. And I became obsessed with spinning, and that was the start of it for me. But here's my big secret. I can't ride a real bicycle. I can get on a stationary bike. The amount of time, the hours that I've put in on a stationary bike can't do it. Can't get on a regular bike. I've tried so many times, and it is my biggest fear in life that I go on a vacation with friends and they're like, let's get on bikes. That's my nightmare. That is, even just saying it right now, I felt this thing in my chest, like just come up into my throat, and then my whole chest got tense. So this is like my worst nightmare because I will feel so embarrassed to say, I can't ride a bicycle. I can't do it. And then they'll be like, just get on. Like, let's try. No. My sister tried. She brought a bicycle up to my parents' lake house. And it was so fun. My sister looked so cute. She would just ride around. My sister's a great time. She would just ride around on this bicycle the whole time up at the lake. And it had a little bell and she had a little basket and she wore a big hat. And she would just hop on in her bathing suit and she would just like do a lap. She'd be like, I'll be back in five. Just do a lap on the bike and then like would come barreling down the lawn. And it was so fun. And so I was on a power walk one day and she came around on the bike and she was like, Jen, just get on the fucking bike. Like give it a whirl. I got on that thing. I couldn't even get, not even a foot. I think it wasn't even once around. And I was just like, nope, got to get off. almost fell. She just laughed. She was like, okay, we tried. So that's my worst nightmare. Where was I headed with this? Brittany, her costumes. Guys, I don't even know. It's like getting back on a bicycle. It's like getting back on. Socializing is like getting back on the bicycle. For me, socializing right now is not like getting, it's like getting back on the stationary bicycle. That's what it's like for me. Guys, I found a new musician that is just taking me places. His name is Jake Wesley Rogers. His song is called Middle of Love. I heard it, then I watched the music video, and I was left breathless. I was breathless. I didn't cry, but I felt it coming. It was like, I was just like, I love this. I love him. I'm sure he has to have been influenced by Elton John. He does a rendition of Middle of Love. He has two videos for it. There's a fully produced music video. But this other one is fully produced too, but he does like a live performance. I guess that's what it is. He does a live performance video and it's live from a courthouse. And his entrance is amazing. There's a choir. It's so good. It's so good. And it's so joyful and just, I'm obsessed. So check him out. I want to hear what you guys think too. Let me know and let's be in touch. Let's be in touch, you guys. My Instagram is at Jennifer Zabrowski. And then please call the hotline and let me know if you like Jake Wesley Rogers. I love talking about Olivia Rodrigo last week. I'm really into that album. I'm sitting with it and I'm just really enjoying it. Now, here's something that I realized about Britney Spears. It came to me. It just like, whoof, in a flash. That Boys is by far my favorite choreography of Britney's. I've decided. It was actually a close call between Boys and Me Against the Music. I think Me Against the Music is the, it looks to me like the most challenging of all of Britney's choreography. I mean, yes, of course, Hit Me Baby One More Time and Oops, I Did It Again. Those are the classics. Those are iconic. I mean, we all learned those. I mean, that's how we met Britney. And that's how we started to, as I've said many times, borrow her power by learning these dances and pretending to be Britney. But when I think about Britney's best choreo, just like thinking about Britney, the artist, one, I think Boys is so, I think, like myself, Britney is boy crazy in a great way. Like, she just freaking loves, she loves a guy. She loves a dude. And I really feel connected to her on that. And I think that she, that choreo just is so natural. It's like in her body. So it's my favorite. It's my favorite. I've decided. You can disagree with me. I'd love to hear what yours are. But I think that's it, guys. I think that's it. It's better than Slave for You. It's better than Overprotected. It's better than... Yeah, I think that's it. I think that's it. Well, guys, without further ado, here is a revisit to my conversation with Lance Bass Let's go.
Tried to get a hold of you last night.
Called you on the phone.
Thinking to myself something ain't right.
Girl, are you alone?
Letting little things come between us.
All we do is fuss.
And all I wanna do is show you love. So I say,
hold up.
I'm tired of all these lies, yeah, yeah.
Hold up.
And if you wanna make things right,
that's right.
Hold up.
I'm tired of all these lies.
Hold up.
Cause if you wanna make things right, you've got to giddy up.
Giddy up,
giddy up now.
Giddy up, giddy up.
I gotta giddy up, giddy up.
Giddy up,
giddy up now.
Giddy up,
giddy up.
Giddy up,
giddy up now.
Giddy up, giddy up.
I gotta giddy up, giddy up. Giddy up, giddy up now.
Hello and welcome to We Need to Talk About Britney, the podcast dedicated to people who need to talk about pop princess Britney Spears. I'm your host, Jen Zabrowski. Today, I have zero chill. I'm like a zero chill teenage Diane Sawyer because I'm sitting here with someone who needs no introduction. I'm just going to jump right in. Lance Bass, thank you so much for being here. Welcome.
Well, thanks for having me.
Oh,
I love your podcast.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I'm really losing my mind. I just, in order to anchor myself, okay, so I was a major, major NSYNC fan, still am. On the way here, we were listening to Do Your Thing.
Oh, so you know all the B-sides, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Nice.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, you are a true fan. I
oh,
like
true
it.
Fan. Yeah. I've seen you in concert.
Did you
concert.
Get to go to any? Okay, which concerts did you
oh,
go
I've
to?
Seen you in concert so many times. Well, I definitely saw, that's the one thing I have a hard time remembering, like, which album it was. But I think I saw all three of your first album. Was that NSYNC? Was that
yeah?
What the
first
was
tour we did was what was the tour called? It was called "Ain't No Stopping Us Now" tour, and
yes.
That was our first. And that was the one Britney was on tour with
yes.
us with,
yes.
and Pink.
Mm-hmm.
And then we No Strings, of course.
Yes, of course.
And then
Pop Odyssey
was interesting because yeah. we came out with the tour before we released any of the music. Which is very strange to do that for a stadium tour because no one knew half the music.
So interesting because yeah. I'm sure I went to that, but mm-hmm. it didn't matter. Do you know yeah. what I mean? Like at yeah. the time, we were just, you just go. It's like mm-hmm. NSYNC is coming to town. You go, you go.
Yeah.
I actually saw, my sister and I were talking last night in preparation for this. And we were cracking up because she's like, oh my God, you need to tell Lance. We saw a girl get a bloody nose because I forget which one it was where you guys came out on a platform.
Oh, we fly over. Oh, on the platform. Yeah. We always had moving stages.
And you were moving mm-hmm. center and Joey Fatone threw a towel, like mm-hmm. his sweaty towel into the yeah. crowd and people started just going for
oh, yeah.
it.
They would rip
and,
it apart.
And one woman mm-hmm. got smacked in the
oh,
in the nose and had a bloody
there's
nose.
There's a lot of injuries like that at the show. We get injured also, you know, having to, you know, go through crowds like that. You'll,
sure.
you'll get ripped apart a little bit. It's funny because with the towel thing, because we would see that when we first started doing shows, we would throw our towels out, of course. People love a sweaty towel. And yeah, we saw people getting really injured and like choked. And this is when we were like living in Germany. So we learned then we had to cut little, you know, strips into the towel. So when they pull it, it rips apart.
Oh my yeah. gosh.
Little secret.
So you guys
trade
knew.
Secret there.
Oh yeah. my gosh. I did. I lost my mind. I flashed. I talked to my dad last night too, and he was like, "You did what? You flashed?
You flashed us?
I flashed you guys." And
wait, how old were you?
I was 17.
Oh, perfect!
It was a perfect age. It's my one and only flash. Was
oh,
that
you,
was
you, you
to you guys?
You want to know how many flashes I've seen from stage? And it's used, and it's not from the kids. It's from the moms.
Oh.
Oh my gosh. There was so many times. I remember vividly this woman was standing on her chair having the best time. And she had two kids with her and they had to be in her kids. And one was a son and he was probably 8 years old and she's having the best time. And, you know, we look at her and boom, you know, she brings out the girls and you could just see the boy's face was so just horrified. And you could see his mouth form the words, "Mom, please stop."
Oh my gosh. Well, you guys, you made us feel wild. Also too, Jeffrey, who's sitting here, my producer, he told me on the way here that he had an NSYNC folder for school and then had the individuals and that you were his favorite subject, English, and then Chris, who was his least favorite, was his science folder.
I love it. Wait, I think I might remember these folders. Was I wearing a cowboy hat? Yes, I was. I was like in a cowboy. Yeah, I totally remember seeing these back in the day.
I still have my Britney folder. I almost brought it here today, but then I didn't. But it's like my folder from high school, and it's from the You Drive Me Crazy video. Yep. So speaking of videos, this season I'm breaking down all of Britney's, well, my favorite Britney Spears music videos. And so I'm starting with Baby One More Time.
It's a good
classic
place to start.
And so especially since I have you here, you were in Britney's life during this time. What, when I say Baby One More Time to you, what comes to mind?
A lot. I have such... the song resonates with me so much because when we first started, we also helped put a group together called Innocence, which Britney was in, you know,
at
the very beginning. And you know, each one of us, it was either one of our girlfriends or like just a friend of ours that we put into the group, and Justin's mom managed Innocence, and they were under our label and they were incredible. So Britney was in that originally, but her record label wouldn't let her out to join the group. So they're like, no, we have to try a solo record first. And so she couldn't do the group. So, you know, they went to the studio, recorded Baby One More Time. And she gave me, I think it was a mixtape. I think it was on tape. And she's like, you know, here's the first single. I'm like, great. So I listened to it. And I'm like, wow, this is you know, really good. Then I listened to it another time and another time and another time. And every single time I listened to it, it got better and better and better. I'm like, this is going to be the biggest hit ever. I was just so proud of her.
Too.
Yeah, but the crazy thing was she released it and it didn't do well. Like it wasn't taken off at all. And I was like, wow, that really, I mean, it's such a good song. Maybe it just needs to get some traction on radio. So that's when she goes on tour with us for the Ain't No Stopping Us Now tour. And it was so telling in her career where she was going to go, because the first couple of weeks of the tour, she didn't get a good reaction because, one, you know, it was rumors that she was dating Justin. So, of course, the girls were very territorial. And, I mean, they would boo her. And she would come off the stage really upset and crying a lot of the times because she was like, "These, you know, I can't win them over." Then that song just started playing more and more on the radio. And then a few weeks in, the crowd completely changed. I mean, by the end of that tour, she was a superstar. So you could see, and it took months for that song to really catch on. But when it did, it didn't stop.
I wonder if it was the music video, like people, once they got their eyes on her, because there is something about Britney, the performer. Mm-hmm. Like when you see her, there is like the way she holds herself, that charisma. It's just like once in a, and not even in a lifetime that we get to see someone like that. I mean, who, it's just, she's just unbelievable. Yeah. I just love her so much. The first time I saw her was at a very tiny theater. I'm from upstate New York, Albany, New York. And there's a small, it's a theater called the Palace Theater. And she performed there. And my friends and I went. We loved the single. And we went, and it was her first show by herself. And it was when she's wearing those like white pants with the pink knee patches and like the pink tube top, and everyone just got out of their seats and ran down the aisles, and we were then stopped and they sent us back to our seats, and they didn't know what to do. It was like they weren't planning on just teenagers losing their minds. So do you remember the first time you met Britney?
Ooh, oh my gosh, I don't even know. I mean, I met her pretty much the same time I met the NSYNC boys, right at the beginning. So, I mean, that was probably 95 or 96.
And when you guys went on tour together at that time, okay, because there were rumors. Mm-hmm. Were Britney and Justin like just flirting, or were they official BFGF?
They were not boyfriend girlfriend at that point.
So just like flirting.
Yeah.
A lot of flirting.
Because, you know, they had a past, of course. Yes. You know, when they were children, that was their, you know, their first boyfriend, girlfriend. Yeah. So of course there was always that love there. But Justin was actually dating this girl Veronica, who actually replaced Brittany in the group.
Yeah. Veronica is so the name of the person that Justin would date before Brittany.
Yeah, I know, his Veronica.
Now, would you guys ever be like, Justin? You guys are so in love. Was it like that ever?
No,
like, come
because,
on, we
I
know
mean,
what's
look,
happening.
I was 16 years old, so I didn't even know what love looked like. Are you kidding me? So no, I wasn't thinking anything like, oh, y'all are meant for each other. I don't know. Just, you know, it was fun, innocent, you know, girlfriend, boyfriend time.
And
we were
teenagers. And you guys were like all, you would hang out? Were you friends?
Oh, yeah, of course. Oh, yeah. She was our sister. Yeah. It was great, especially on tour. It was so much fun. We would have, you know, we would, in fact, you remind me a lot of Fee. Like a lot.
Oh, yeah. My God. What
you
a compliment. I'm dying.
You
I'm
you
dying.
Remind me a lot
oh, my
of
God.
Fee. But we would, you know, when we would go out and have a day off and we'd just want to go to the mall or just do something normal, we would go to Brittany's. Like wig closet or like tour closet, and we would get like stupid hats and wigs and everything and get to go out in public without people knowing who we were.
Oh my gosh, I love this so much. Okay, just also, okay, I'm gonna do a little rapid fire Britney.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so favorite Britney look or outfit that stands out to you?
Well, the one that stands out the most is that red patent leather.
Oops, I did it again.
I mean, that's just iconic. And of course, the schoolgirl outfit. That's what started her whole career.
It's just so amazing. Favorite Britney haircut?
I don't know. Has she really changed it much? I don't pay attention to hair.
Okay, cool.
Terrible.
Because I'm a big fan of Britney with a bob.
Bob looks good. Yeah, she has bobbed it, huh?
I love her. Yeah. I love her with a blunt bob.
Yeah.
Favorite Britney dance move? Do you prefer the high kick, the backflip, or the head roll?
Oh, a good head roll. Come on now.
Yeah, Britney. Yeah. And I would say that's very modern Britney. Mm-hmm. Like 2019 Britney is all about
the
head roll.
Yeah, the neck and the head. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We don't move as well these days at our age.
Yeah, I mean, what is, like, so you were 16. So that was in your prime of, like, movement. Mm. Now when you, like, do you ever see any of, like, the Backstreet Guys, like, anymore? Or, like, see them and you're like, oh, man, like, they must need like a lot of body work, like massages and stuff to do it now.
Look, we destroyed our bodies. And I remember as a kid doing all this, you know, dancing. I remember so many people were like, look, you need to really stretch. You need to take care of your body. Your knees are going to be, you know, destroyed by the time you're 30. And I was like, oh, yeah, whatever. Oh, it's true. I mean, you feel it later on. In fact, when I joined NSYNC, I had hurt my back like months right before it. And I've had that pain until about 2 weeks ago. I just lived with this pain forever, and I finally went to a doctor who cracked my back in a way that it completely took it away. So this whole entire time that I've had pain,
that's
it could
amazing.
Have gone away with one back crack.
That is amazing.
Yeah. But I feel so much better now than I did back then. I mean, I really do. Like, because I didn't take care of myself at all. Now I do.
Mm-hmm.
But now I feel like I could probably be better at the dancing, I have to say.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. Well, I had to learn. You know, I was a horrible dancer. When I joined the group.
You know what's so interesting is that I know I've heard you say this before in interviews, and it's and looking back and in preparing for today, because like I said, I'm Diane Sawyer today. Mm-hmm. I was like going through and watching all the music videos and then remembering the shows and everything. And it's like, you could say you're a horrible dancer, but you did the most amazing dance routines.
Yeah. Well, I mean, once it was learned, you know, yeah, any performance, I mean, we were going to be in sync. We, I mean, we chose the name. And unfortunately, we have to just, you know, we have to have everything done in sync. So I know I worked my butt off to make it look, you know, that good. But it took me a while to really learn how to dance. I mean, this boy from Mississippi, I mean, could not dance at all.
I mean, it's just wild to me. I mean, gosh, I mean, well, you definitely learned how to do it. Okay. Favorite Britney Spears music video. And I'm going to give you some options. Okay. So like, it's like versus, you know, this one versus this one.
Uh-huh.
Toxic versus Me Against the Music.
Oh, Toxic. It means a lot more to me. Yeah. I just love that. It's my favorite Britney song, Toxic.
It's favorite song and music video.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. Amazing. Okay. Oops, I Did It Again or I'm Asleep for You.
I'm going to go with Oops.
I like all these answers. Yeah. Okay. Me too. Not a Girl, Not Yet a Woman or Every Time.
Oh, I like Not a Girl. Not a girl, not yet a woman. I just, because that was just a special song. I really love that one.
And you know, I kind of feel like Britney, it's like still Not a Girl, Not Yet a Woman.
Yeah.
Like it's that, you know, okay, this is also something that I'm so excited to talk to you about. So Britney, last year, she was recognized by GLAAD at the GLAAD Awards. She was given the Vanguard Award. Mm-hmm. She's been so, she's a gay icon. She's just like, she's up there with Liza, with Diana Ross, with Lady Gaga. And she, and it's like something that I've always loved about Britney is that she, the way she has faced adversity. Mm-hmm. And it's like, she had to do it so publicly. And now, and like, and she still kept going, which is something that we all do, even though like I've gone through some really hard times in my life, but I did not have to do it in the public eye. But I would even like go through things and it's like, what do I talk to even my closest friends about or my family about? Because you're just at a low point and you're just going through stuff. Yeah. And the way that she, it's like, I feel like she is this symbol for, when you go through hard times that you can come out on the other end of things,
right.
The other side of things. And I've heard this story and you've told it before that that your moment of when you came out to Britney was when she was going through, not in 2007 hard time, but in 2004, she got married in Vegas, like mm-hmm. a quickie wedding.
Oh yeah. Like we all do.
Like we all do when we're major pop stars mm-hmm. and we break up with our childhood sweetheart and we just need to let loose. You go to Vegas and we get married. So when she got back, she, and you guys were next door neighbors at the time. Is this true?
We were. Mm-hmm.
And so, okay, now I'm picturing that you're like in her bedroom and you're sitting on her bed and you guys are talking. Is this not true, that part? Or did I make this
up? That is
true.
Yes.
And so, and she was having this hard time and you were, mm-hmm. and you said, well, don't worry about it. Like I'm going through my own thing that people don't know about.
Well, she was very upset. And that's kind of why I like Toxic too, because that was the video that, I'd come to Vegas because she just had married Jason mm-hmm. and it was like this fun, she thought she was just, it was a joke really, but when you're that famous, you can't joke. You can't just have like fun, stupid things like that happen. And I remember seeing it in her face, like she realized, because we put the video of the wedding in and we're like, oh, let's watch the wedding. And I just saw her realize, oh crap, what did I do? This is going to be really bad. So she got really upset and she was just crying. And so, she went to her room and I went to console her. And the only thing I could think of was to, kind of diffuse the situation and be like, well, I'm gay. just to make her laugh or something, and it worked. It definitely got her mind off of what just happened. But yeah, that was the quick way of coming out to Britney.
And it's just like, it's so, well, one, I feel like that's such a fantasy for so many of us is to be, I have this fantasy of, and I've not, it's now it's just a fantasy. Before it was like a goal, but I'm okay with like Britney and I never meeting. But I just, of like being in Britney's room and being friends and just sitting and like sharing about our lives and even things that make us feel vulnerable. And letting them know that it's okay. Like the things that we go through in life.
Yeah.
It's just all of it is going to be okay.
Yeah.
Because we're just like living our truth.
It doesn't matter as much as you think it matters.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And like once you say it, you're set free.
Mm-hmm.
Very Brené Brown, living in our vulnerable truth.
Yeah.
But I feel like so many gay men, like their fantasy is that they can come out to Britney Spears.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone wants to be, Britney's GBF, gay best friend. I mean, why not? And a lot of those pop stars, these women pop stars really help move the needle for the gay community. I mean, they really did, from Cher to Britney, Madonna. That's who made it, easy for people to like us. They made it cool to like a gay person. If it wasn't for them, it would have taken a lot longer for our community to be accepted.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Lance, for you, because you know Brittany personally, does she mean a lot to you in that way? Or is it harder because you, is it different? Not harder, but is it different because you have a personal relationship with her?
I mean, it is different because I have a personal relationship, but I still have that love for her in the way that when we first started, you know, back in, you know, the late 90s, when she was on tour with us, it was the first time I was around gay people. Like, I'd never really known that many gay people. Our choreographer was gay, and that was the only one that I really had gotten to know. Mm-hmm. And I'm, you know, 16, 17 years old, and now I'm on tour with Brittany, who has dancers who are gay. So now I'm in this world that there's just a ton of, you know, of gay guys around. And it was my first introduction to having gay friends and seeing what that was. And just seeing her relationship with her gay friends and her gay dancers just made me so happy to see that people, you know, liked someone like me. Because I came from a place where you just felt hated, you know, and that it was something you'd have to keep secret your whole entire life. And it was the first time I saw gay people being happy and just being themselves and being loved by a straight person. And so that, you know, was my kind of welcome into, oh my gosh, everything's going to be okay eventually.
Eventually. What was Brittany's reaction when you told her? You said that she laughed.
Yeah,
but
she stopped crying, that's for sure. I think her reaction was like, what? And I think she chuckled. Yeah. But she never set me up with anyone. Maybe I thought finally when I would come out, you know, she would have someone for me. Nope, nothing.
Brittany.
I know.
And when you guys lived next door to each other, would you hang out?
No, not really. It was a weird time in both of our lives because that's, you know, when I was heavily in the closet and we were on our hiatus, which I didn't know was, you know, a continuous hiatus. And so that's when I first got my first boyfriend. So we were we just kept everything so private. Indoors, you know, so we never really went out. And I was just really enjoying falling in love for the first time and just finding out who I was. And that was also, you know, the time that Brittany was having, you know, some problems also. And she was trying to find herself and had a lot of bad people in her life and, you know, that were kind of influencing her in different ways.
Yes, because so NSYNC, you guys took your hiatus, if you will, in 2002. And Justin and Brittany broke up in 2002.
Right.
Did the time...
Broke up NSYNC?
Did that break up? Is she the Yoko Ono?
No, but did
those things coincide? Was Justin at that time? Like, did the breakup? Were you guys still together as a group when the breakup was happening?
We were because we, you know, we didn't disband until. We haven't even now today disbanded, but our last performance was I think 2005, 2006 at the Grammys. So, yeah,
And what was that performance in 2000?
That's when we honored the Bee Gees and did our a cappella Bee Gees tribute.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. Now, what was that like then when you guys are, because of 2002, it's like, okay, we're going to go on a hiatus. So then we're still a couple years later and you do this at the Grammys. Was it like at that point where you're like, yeah, we're never going to get back? Was it tense? Was it weird? Was it fun?
We had still planned on, we were putting together the next album at that time. Like we were writing, we had so many songs written. So yeah, the plan was for sure to continue to do this album.
And was Justin involved in the writing? Like, would
I mean,
see
he
him?
Was writing. I mean, everyone was writing all over the place. But Justin was really focused on, remember at that time, he was releasing his first singles and the first album.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and it took a couple of years to like really get it going. Mm-hmm. And he had no idea that it was going to blow up like that. Like, he honestly was like, look, I'm going to do a solo thing on our hiatus. We had a 6-month hiatus. And then he released the song and it just kind of got bigger and bigger, and it just, and it's still today, 2019, it hasn't stopped
at all. It's still happening. It's still happening. It's like I have a very complex relationship with Justin.
Oh yeah, so do but, I. But I think we all do.
Here we go. Here we go. One more time. Everybody's feeling fine. Here we go now.
So, but at that time, do you remember any, like, would Justin, like, did it seem like a big thing to you guys where you're like, fuck, Brittany and Justin broke up. This is going to be, this is going to be bad for us. Mm-hmm. Or would you like check in with Brittany? Were you like, or does it, was it not
no,
like that?
No, because when they were kind of ending things, we didn't really know what was going on. I didn't know what was personally happening. Like, mm-hmm. if they were getting along or not, because again, I was too selfish and focused on what was happening with me, on me coming out in my personal life. So I didn't know what was happening with the other guys. And when we took a hiatus, we took a hiatus. Like, we, you know, I went to Russia for 6 months. Everyone was just doing their own thing. So I didn't know what was really happening in everyone's personal lives. Cause I mean, you go from living every single day together and knowing everything to, wow, we haven't seen each other in like a year now. Like, what the hell?
And so did you come back and then you were like, so you guys broke up. All right, moving on.
Yeah, we didn't really talk about it too much.
Really?
Yeah, we didn't. Yeah. I mean, they were both heartbroken, you know, and especially when you're that young.
So young.
It's so dramatic. You know, I mean, it's just, you know, do you think you're going to spend the rest of your lives together at that age? So,
I mean, they were so in love.
Yeah. You know, and of course, they're always going to have a love for each other. I mean, you always will with that first love. So
they better. Yeah. He better. I know she I does, but I wonder if
trust
he
me,
honors.
My assistant still think. I mean, you think you're a Britney fan? Like, she's right up there with you. but she, you know, that she's still holding out that they're going to get back together.
I just, like, at the very least, I would love it if they did. If they did a song together.
Yeah.
I just,
you know,
would
what?
Love
I've
it
said
so
that
much.
Too. I think, and they've even said publicly they would love to do that. You know, Justin, I know, said, hey, yeah, let's do a song together. But I think that would be,
oh my God,
so healing for so many people.
For so many people, yeah. myself included. Yeah. So in 2007, Brittany has a really hard time. And at this point, I believe that you were, well, yes. Okay. Cause I have a quote here from GQ magazine. So in 2007, you guys are still next door neighbors, and GQ asked you about Britney Spears at this time. And it says in quote that you said, I tried to reach out. She's my neighbor in Beverly Hills. She lives next door. I tried to get in touch with her. I wanted to be that friend to help her. I don't think she's having any of her old friends anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, thank you. Because this is one thing where I'm like, I have this feeling. Well, let me ask you. Do you think Justin, or do you know if Justin reached out to her? Do you think he reached out? And you don't need to give me any details, but mm-hmm. do you think he reached out during that time or tried?
I have no idea. I mean, I hope I want to think he did, mm-hmm. But I have no idea if he did or not. And you know, I do remember trying, because I mean, we did live, you know, next door to each other, and she was going through, you know, I mean, obviously we all saw what she was going through in 2007, and you know, she had some questionable people around her, and I could just tell, you know, she's very influenced by the people around her dancers, everyone. Like, she's, you know, when you grow up in the business as such a young person, all you want to be is just like cool to your friends, right? You just want to be in the cool club with everyone.
So true.
So you're just going to kind of do what everyone, all your friends are doing. So if they're, you know, drinking at clubs, you're going to be drinking at clubs. So I think she, you know, she just likes to be accepted. And I think, you know, a lot of people attach themselves to someone like that, to try to, you know, drain your energy and, you know, and mooch off of you. And she had a lot of problems with people trying to mooch off of her. And I remember one time it was Halloween, and I don't know why we both were calling into Ryan Seacrest, but we were all talking, you know, on the radio together, and we were planning on going, doing Halloween together. So we were talking about, oh, okay, I'll come over to your house. We'll get dressed. You know, we'll do Halloween. We had this party we're going to go to. I'm like, okay, great. So I go over to the house, and the Sam Lefty was there. So he opens the door. I'm like, oh, and he's like, oh, and he knew I was coming, but I never was let inside the house.
You were not let
never inside. Let inside the house. I'm like, okay. And so they're like, oh yeah, Brittany's back. Hold up. And then I hear like a bunch of like yelling inside. I'm like, what is going on? And then one of my ex bodyguards come to the front. He's like, hey. He's like, oh yeah. And then finally,
is he looking at you like giving eyes? Like,
I mean, you could tell something was just like, you know. And it, he just thought it was weird that I'm still standing in the front of, you know, front yard.
But he, okay. So you're you have like close relationships with your bodyguards, right? They traveled everywhere with you. So, I mean, is there that moment where you're both like, what's, like, are you doing, like, you're saying a lot with your eyes to each other kind of a thing?
Well, no, it wasn't that, because, I mean, you could tell they were trying to get, like, the kid in, all that type of stuff. And finally, you know, Brittany, you know, comes to the door, and she, and I could hear her, and she's like, wait, Lance is out? She didn't even know that
they
I was
not
out
tell
there.
Her.
But, and then she, but she didn't even really remember why I was there. You know, so I was like, that's when I knew something was wrong. I was like, well, we were just talking about, you know, us going out tonight, and I'm coming over, we're getting dressed for Halloween, and it's like she never remembered that at all. So I knew something was up then, and I knew, you know, she was just in a bad place if she was, you know, that dismissive of me.
Yeah. Oh, I love that you tried to reach out, and you were like, just gonna hang with her on Halloween.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she, you know, she needed some, you know, real friends in her life.
You're like exactly what she needed at that time.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Oh my gosh. What do you think? Like, for me, I'm like, oh, I love Brittany just because, well, one, I think she's just one of the greatest performers to ever live.
Oh, yeah.
I was watching, I've been going to, do you know what Shape House is?
I've heard of Shape House.
You like get in an infrared sauna sleeping bag, and you just you sweat and you lay in it, but your head isn't in it, and then you just like watch television. Yeah. And so I watched This Is It, the Michael Jackson documentary.
Yeah. I've still not seen that.
It's
Why
fantastic.
Am I not seeing that? Yeah.
No, I don't know if it's the sweating, but something happens to me when I watch things in the sauna sleeping bag where it makes me very emotional and I cry. And I was straight up sobbing yesterday watching it. But they start the documentary with fans talking about, well, they're not fans, they're the dancers who are going to dance with Michael on this tour, but they're talking about the moment they found out that they got the job. And they're just like, there's just no one like him. It's his energy and blah, 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 to be around him. And then you start watching it, and they're just in every rehearsal, these dancers are giving it their all because they're dancing with Michael. And I feel like Brittany, that's how I feel about Brittany. Like, I'm always dancing behind her, and I would give it my all, and I give her my all, like sitting here doing this. So I just, I like, she's just like the best. Like, what do you think we should, what do you know about Brittany? Like, what do you, not like what do you know about Brittany, but what do you think it is about Brittany that like that makes us all love her because you actually know her?
Well, I think because she's her authentic self, you know, she's just this, you know, very loving, caring person that just loves entertainment. She's been in it since she was zero. You know, she grew up in this thing, and it's hard. I call it the Michael Jackson syndrome because when, you know, young artists, you know, that young start, it's hard to stay grounded. It's you have all these yes people around you, and it's almost impossible to grow up. And so everyone deals with it in their own way. You know, I saw it, you know, in Michael, you know, when the years that I knew Michael, like I could still see this like 10-year-old kid in him. And he still had this kind of mentality of being a kid. And it's this kind of immature thing that just didn't mature in his brain because I think so many people just didn't let him grow up. And I think Britney, you know, would have some of that in her too. I think any child star is going to have this weird, there's the sense of reality is not the same as anyone else.
Yeah, I have this theory that if you become a huge superstar, if you become very famous, whatever age you become famous at,
is where you're kind of stuck
at. You kind of always stuck. But I mean, you were 16 and you seem that didn't happen for you.
Yeah, but there's a lot of ways that I do feel like I'm still a teenager. And there's a lot of things I just didn't mature. I mean, relationships for one. I mean, I didn't really mature in relationships until I was like late 20s. You know, cause, you know, I still felt like a teenager. And there's something about child stars too that, I mean, Corey Feldman, any of those type of people, Macaulay Culkin, isn't it weird that when you become famous at that age, you still look like a kid when you're older?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know.
There is something about it.
Yeah,
you stay young looking. It's weird.
NSYNC rapid fire questions.
All right.
Okay. Favorite NSYNC song?
It Makes Me Ill.
Uh-huh.
Which is such a sleeper song. I mean, it was every guy's favorite song. Like if you were an NSYNC fan and you're a guy, this was your favorite song. Candy Burris wrote it from Housewives of Atlanta.
She did?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know
that.
Oh,
yeah. Lots of fun things about this. And just found out yesterday that Ariana Grande just secured the rights to the sample of that, and I guess she's making a song.
Oh my God, I'm gonna die. That's amazing. Oh my gosh, my friend Nicole Mason in high school, she was like not into you guys, and I was always like, they're so good, they're so good. And then she was always like, well, I like this one song, and it was Make Me Ill.
Yeah, I know. It's that was the direction we were going with our sound.
Okay, I really like that. Favorite NSYNC song to perform?
Bye Bye Bye. I mean, it's just the crowd pleaser.
The best. Favorite B-side NSYNC song?
Ooh. I Thought She Knew, the a cappella.
Yes. Okay, I'll tell you mine. Mine is The Two of Us.
Oh, just The Two. See, again, that's when we thought two-step was going to be the next big thing, like Craig David. Mm-hmm, so we had a lot of two-step stuff, and that was one of my favorites.
I love that. Fave NSYNC music video?
I'm not going to say Pop because that was a miserable one to film. That was like 48 hours long and
oh my God.
Horrible. And you had prosthetics on the whole time. Not fun. And we had no sleep. But I think my favorite, oh my gosh, maybe I Drive Myself Crazy.
Oh, yeah. I really like that music video. Was that who directed that?
Oh gosh, I don't even remember anymore.
I recently was looking up. Okay, my favorite NSYNC music video is Bye Bye Bye.
Yeah.
Lance, okay, I just want to say thank you so much. You really, like, going to see you guys perform and, like, rushing home to watch you guys on TRL and, like, just that whole experience of NSYNC when I was in high school, like, you provided so many of my high school memories and, like, you are a part of my life. And I just want to say thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Truly, like, even when my sister went to Australia for a semester, my parents were like, you cannot call her only if it's an emergency. And I heard Bye 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 played on the radio for the first time. And I was like, it's an emergency. And I called my sister and I didn't take into consideration that she was in Australia and it was in the middle of the night. And she was like, Jen, why are you calling? And I was like, there's a new NSYNC song and it's amazing. So it's just so many moments like that. My guy friends in high school, Mike Cinquani, Jay Albright, they learned the Bye 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 dance and they did it at all the graduation parties.
If you were in a fraternity, you had to do that dance.
Yes, but we just you just provided so many memories for me and like you were the catalyst for all of that. And
well, that's what it was all about.
You
know, I thank the fans. Are you kidding me? Y'all are the ones who, you know, let us do this. Are you kidding me? It was so amazing to be a part of something so positive. And to create these memories, because, you know, concerts, all that, it's all about making memories. And we made a lot. And I can't thank the fans enough for that. And I'm glad that we were able to all grow up together.
Oh my God. I'm like literally dying. I can't believe this happened. I'm just like taking it all in this moment. Thank you so much. If there's one thing, last question, if there's one thing that you could let our audience know, like that you would want to know about Brittany, what would it be?
That she's one incredible mother. Like really, like, I mean, I just love seeing her in the mother role. It completely changed her life.
Oh my gosh. There's no better. I couldn't have asked for a better answer. That's amazing. Lance, thank you so much for doing this.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
To Talk About Brittany is an Irios podcast. It is produced by Maria Blasucci. And if you need to talk about Brittany, the We Need to Talk About Brittany hotline is here. Just call 814-277-3277. Our phone lines are open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Because sometimes you just need to talk about Brittany.
Ride it, ride it, ride it.
We gonna get this crunk?
Giddy up!
Irios. Powered by Acast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.